League's Cup returns to Columbus. Your reigning League's Cup champion Columbus Crew are hosting three matches at Lower.com Field. Come out and watch the Crew take on teams from Liga MX, Toluca, Puebla, and León starting July 29th. Grab your tickets now at ColumbusCrew.com and watch the best in North America battle to keep the trophy at home in Columbus. No ties, only wins. Major League Soccer versus Liga MX. League's Cup returns to Columbus, Ohio. Be there.
Good morning. Welcome to the Tip TV Finance Show. It is Thursday, the 22nd of June. I'm joined by Mark Oswald, strategist at ADM Investor Services, who I hope will give deliver a better performance today than Boris Johnson did on Radio 4.
Indeed, indeed. Boris Johnson trying to outdo Diane Abbott. Really quite an amazing performance, but never mind.
I think
he's only the Foreign Secretary and he's only a diplomat.
He may be ill, I think he may
be. Yeah, it must be, yes.
Right, lots of excitement, I thought, on the... We'll talk. I'll bring it on the slides, but Bank of England, there seems to be trouble in the ranks, let's say.
Well, it's interesting because last week, obviously, the three dissenters gave even though one of them was leaving, and everyone was thinking, oh, my goodness, we aren't far away from a rate hike. Then Mr. Carney comes out with his Mansion House speech and basically says, over my dead body, we're going to have an interest rate hike. And then the man who everyone identified as the Bank of England's Uber dove, Andy Haldane, who looks a little bit like the rather mercurial Mr. Bullard on the FOMC, suddenly goes, yeah, I think we're not far away from a rate hike. And so we are now getting rather confused. They actually sound like the Fed did about a year ago. You've got one person saying one thing and one person saying another and muddying the water. I have to say, the key thing here is Mr. Carney is, if Mr. Carney's view prevails, then what is already a big problem in terms of accumulated inflation pressures from the weakness of sterling, above all against the dollar, is going to get that much larger, and the UK could be facing a period of prolonged stagflation. Let's hope that the committee as a whole realises that there isn't actually much of an option other than to, at the very minimum, reverse last year's rate cut.
I thought it was Mr. Haldane just pitching to be the next Bank of England governor. I don't think there was anything more deep than that. But let's have a look at the most popular in business and finance. Dow Geo PLC has agreed to make George Clooney even more richer with his high-end tequila brand, Casamigos, in a deal valuing it up to $1 billion as the world's largest spirits maker seeks to boost its presence in a high-growth market and also obviously tries to get some expensive publicity, I would suggest.
Indeed, indeed. Very expensive.
Worth every dollar, every cent.
I do like the concept of high-end tequila.
Well, it's George Clooney. He's high-end. I mean, he really is.
Oh, you mean the branding is high-end?
Whatever he touches becomes. He would make DFS furniture high-end, I think. did their advertising. Okay, on to the next slide. Imagination Technologies, a British company that lost 70% of its value when Apple pulled the plug, said that it's put itself up for sale. Never a good sign when that happens.
No.
Literally.
Yep. It does actually show that on the hardware side of the IT sector, things are, well, there's some quite strong headwinds blowing. You know, the real growth area is far more in software and applications than it is in hardware nowadays.
But, I mean, who would want to... I mean, the price... I don't know what the shares are now, 180 or something like that, but, I mean, you're basically saying, you know, we're a sad seller. You know, we'll take any price. And
well, yes. Unfortunately, they hooked their... their cart to Apple, and as soon as it was unhooked, that was it.
Nasty. Okay, next up we've got government confident of a deal with the DUP, says Prime Minister in waiting Hammond. Apparently this deal costs £2 billion. Cheap at five times the price, I would say.
Well, that's what Mr. Hammond says. Mr. Green was suggesting that there's actually still a fairly gaping chasm between the two sides in terms of the demands being made by the Northern Ireland Party. So we will... I think a lot of this is basically blarney in terms of what we're being told. The fact that there isn't a deal...
Is the main problem.
Is the problem. And the fact that nothing has been signed or agreed in total indicates that there's still quite a long way to go on that.
Ian Paisley would be spinning in his grave, I think.
I would imagine so, yes.
Okay, next up we've got Prime Minister Theresa May will outline on Thursday her approach to the hugely important issue of reassuring EU expatriates about their futures in Britain at a summit that is her first Brexit test since an election sapped her authority. So she's off to Brussels, and it's all rather embarrassing, isn't it, really?
It is.
Not exactly welcomed with open arms. Even
I can be an extremely difficult woman. Oh, actually, I've just received a slap in the face. Perhaps I won't be.
So, but the other thing is, obviously, we need to be reassured on all the British expats in Spain
and other places. There are a very substantial number in Spain and France, above all.
What are they going to do? Next up, we've got reiteration of the DUP situation, live squawk there. DUP is Donaldson, chances of Conservative DUP deal are very good, so it's almost take your money and pay your choice. Either you listen to Mark Oswald or Mr. Donaldson. I think I'd probably listen to you on this one. Going on, we've got BOE's Haldane sending pound higher as he favours withdrawing some stimulus in the second half of the year, seemingly at odds with Carney. But I think it seems to me he just sees weakness in Carney, who came up with that desperate thing about not raising rates.
Yep.
And, you know, Carney really, I mean, he should have gone in the summer when Osborne went. And now he's hanging
yes.
on there.
I would imagine his days are, but even though his term runs out fairly soon, I would imagine his days are numbered. And it seems to me very odd that he keeps on emphasising this point about having to look through a rise in inflation if the economic outlook's weak. And he's sort of like seeming to turn the clock back to 2009-2010 when we also had a spike up in inflation. The only difference is we've got unemployment at 4.6 now, and we had unemployment at 9% then. The economy was in recession. It's growing now. So looking through really is, what is he trying to actually look through, particularly as we've got very, very unsustainable consumer credit growth at 10.5%.
The issue here is that the interest rates are, we've learned now in the last 5-10 years, that interest rates are a political instrument. They're not an economic... It's not economics, it's politics.
Yes, indeed. It is so all very
easy,
political.
Easier if somebody just said that and all the charade would finish.
Yes.
Going on, we have Economic Canada, relatively thin. Jobless claims, continuing claims in the US and the consumer confidence in the EU, which apparently is all guns blazing at the moment on the other side of the channel.
The Eurozone is actually doing very well at the moment and is likely to do, and I would imagine actually even for economies where they've been upping their forecasts, we've gone from about 1.3, 1.4 as the consensus for Germany to 1.8. I'm still thinking it's more likely to be 2.2, and the Eurozone isn't going to be that much different. So it comes after a long period of very, very weak growth, so there's a lot of catch-up to do with
a
lot of...
We thought we were leaving the sinking ship.
But, yes, the point is the narrative for this year was all that political risk and the economy isn't growing, all rather wrong, actually.
Okay, going on to FX sentiment, where people are piling back into gold, up 11% there, but also trimming their, licking their wounds, I think, in euro sterling, probably. Still very short of the euro, which I suppose is starting to stabilise a bit, and more long of cable, so maybe inspired by Mr. Haldane on that. Next up, we've got trade of the day, HSBC. Yield curve to flatten further. Price action looks toppy, which you can sort of see that, below £7. Sell around 685, objective 648, and stops above 705. And then finishing off with broker recommendation, Centrica, I think it flogged off some of its power stations yesterday, £319 million. So HSBC going from a reduce to a hold and a target of 202 pence. Anglo-American, Deutsche Bank licking their wounds here. The shares have been falling, so they've reduced their target but remain on a hold. It should be a sell, probably. And then Barclay Group, my soundbite here is that they could have had Coco the Clown as CEO there, and they would have still made 53% profits growth over the last year. Unfortunately, Coco is not available to deny or agree with that. Overweight there at JP Morgan Cazenove with a price target at £36. Mark Oswald, strategist at ADM Investor Services, thank you for opening the Tip TV Finance Show today.
Leagues Cup returns to Columbus. Your reigning Leagues Cup champion Columbus Crew are hosting three matches at Lower.com Field. Come out and watch the Crew take on teams from Liga MX, Toluca, Puebla, and León starting July 29th. Grab your tickets now at ColumbusCrew.com and watch the best in North America battle to keep the trophy at home in Columbus. No ties, only wins. Major League Soccer versus Liga MX. Leagues Cup returns to Columbus, Ohio. Be there.